Welcome back, everyone, to Advent Daily. St. Alphonsus has some shocking revelations and insights into the nature of Jesus' suffering due to sin. Things that I have never seriously considered before. Perhaps you haven't either, but I think you'll be encouraged by his insights today. Consider that all the sufferings and ignominy that Jesus endured in his life and death were present to him from the first moment of his life. St. Alphonsus teaching that Jesus knew always his suffering that was to come, and because he knew it, he suffered it. This is consistent with the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 600, that says, "To God, all moments of time are present in their immediacy." So think about the Passion, Jesus on that cross, this moment of intense suffering, the physical suffering and the spiritual weight of the sin, Jesus substituting our disobedience for now his obedience, the suffering of that moment always known to him. And because it's known to him, he suffers it. St. Alphonsus continues, "My sorrow is continually before me." And even from his childhood, he began to offer them in satisfaction for our sins, beginning even then to fulfill his office as Redeemer. He revealed to one of his servants that from the commencement of his life, even unto his death, he suffered continually. In this respect, Jesus doesn't have a normal childhood. He is suffering. And sometimes we can have experiences in life, maybe early in life, and think, you know, childhood trauma, for example. What does Jesus know about suffering? Well, this is good to remember, that there was never a moment in Jesus' life where he did not know suffering. Even as a child, he began to fulfill his office as Redeemer. But here's a question. How much does Jesus suffer? What's the intensity of this suffering? Well, St. Alphonsus has some insights. Jesus suffered so much for each of our sins that if he had as many lives as there are men, he would as many times have died of sorrow, if God had not preserved his life, that he might suffer more. Now let this truth sink in from St. Alphonsus, that Jesus would have died as many times as there are men, out of sorrow for their sin. But he doesn't die of sorrow for sin because God preserves his life. Now let's take this thinking a little bit farther from St. Alphonsus. What if there was only one man in this world, one person, and that person was you? Well, then we can say, with the thinking of St. Alphonsus, Jesus would have died out of sorrow for your sin. But he doesn't die out of sorrow for a sin because God preserves his life so that he can suffer more for you on the cross. Now, why would God preserve his life to suffer more? To show more love. See, love proves itself through sacrifice. And I think it's worth spending a lot of time in prayer just on this point. The sorrow that Jesus experienced due to sin could have caused his death, but God preserved his death so that he could suffer more out of love for us. God doesn't love us in a minimalistic way. There is nothing he held back. In other places, St. Alphonsus says that one drop of blood alone was enough to redeem humanity. But one drop he does not give. But he gives his entire life to show how much he loves. Sometimes when we're reading St. Alphonsus's writings, he does get quite heavy onto the seriousness of sin, but it should always lead us to realize how much we are loved. I do think St. Alphonsus has a good grasp on this. He does see sin as extremely serious, but it leads him to the conclusion that God's love is even more serious. Oh, what a martyrdom did not the loving heart of Jesus constantly endure in beholding all the sins of men. He beheld every single fault, even while he was in the womb of Mary, every particular sin passed in review before Jesus, and each sin afflicted him immeasurably. Now let's apply St. Alphonsus' thinking to Jesus being in the womb of Mary. Remember, he said that Jesus would have died out of sorrow for sin, but God preserved his life. Well, therefore, cannot we say then that the womb could have been Jesus' tomb had not God preserved him from dying out of sorrow for sin? And St. Alphonsus then adding this insight that every particular sin of every individual in the entire world was presented and known before Jesus, even in the womb of Mary. Sometimes we look at the nativity and we think it was nice and cozy and warm and that stable and joyful. And yes, there's themes of joy, our Savior is born. But St. Alphonsus is reminding us why Jesus is coming this way, to redeem us of sin. And the horror of sin is actually horrifying, so much so that Jesus would have died out of sorrow for sin had God not preserved him, even when he was in the womb of Mary. Now consider that if Jesus never ceased to experience sorrow due to our sin, then maybe we should never cease to express sorrow for our sin. You know, sometimes we have this attitude, confess it, forget it. Well, St. Alphonsus, I think, has a little different insight into this. St. Margaret of Cortona never ceased to shed tears for her sins. One day her confessor said to her, "Margaret, no more tears. It is enough. Our Lord has already forgiven thee." "What?" answered the saint. "How can my tears and my sorrows suffice for the sins for which my Jesus was afflicted all his life long?" You know, my thought is this. We don't want to beat ourselves up over past sins, but we also don't want to forget how much we have been forgiven. I think it's good to remember this. Now, in closing, I want you to see how personally St. Alphonsus identifies with his own sin and how this shapes his prayer here. "I have offended thee. I have wounded thee by so many sins. But thou hast not refused to take upon thy shoulders all my offenses. I have voluntarily cast my soul into the fire of hell every time that I have consented to offend thee gravely. And thou, at the cost of thy own blood, hast continually liberated me and prevented me from being entirely lost. My beloved Redeemer, I thank thee." So after St. Alphonsus identifies the brutal horror and nature of sin, then he runs to the mercy of God. He does not despair, and I think that's very important to understand. Friends, share with me below what stood out to you and why. I'm interested in knowing your thoughts after this reflection on the horror of sin. And we will see you tomorrow. God bless.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. "All hail," said he, "thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, glory."